We welcome our guest, Michelle Bonilla. Michelle, how's it going?
Things well. How's everything going with you guys?
Hey, things are going great. We're going to talk about that new project, and it is entitled?
In Spite of Me.
Okay. In Spite of Me. What do you mean, In Spite of Me, Michelle?
Wow, In Spite of Me is really, it's just I was curious to explore, you know, this idea of having having a relationship with a perfect God, how imperfect humanity can have a relationship with a perfect God, and what does that look like on a day-to-day basis, you know? The fact that in spite of our sin issue and our mistakes and, you know, the fact that we're so, you know, would seem unredeemable, yet God finds something worth redeeming in grace and his love and his mercy. He has repaired that relationship through sending his son Christ. And I just feel like, wow, that's something to me that just boggles my mind on a daily basis. So I really wanted to explore that side, you know, of what it means to have a relationship with the Lord. For the believer, first, you know, with songs like Your Show and I Love You on there, you know, just this idea of, you know, are we really living the walk? Are we just talking about it? Are we just becoming traditional about or ritualistic about it? Or is this real to us? You know, and I was exploring my own relationship with the Lord and kind of how God brought me from a long way, really from New York City to Philadelphia with no place to go, no place to live, just faith in Him and believing that He called me, you know, to do this kind of ministry. And everything that you see today is really the Lord orchestrating it all. So I really wanted to kind of explore that and share that with everyone. And then for the unbelievers, hopefully we can, you know, this album could be a witnessing tool to say, hey, the Christians aren't perfect. We don't have it all together. We're not holier than thou. We have issues just like you have issues. But the difference is that we've been saved by grace and we recognize this and we recognize that we're a work in progress on a daily basis. So,
why is it that in spite of everything, most Christians would want to paint a picture that they're perfect, that they've been perfect all their lives, but it seems like you are being real. What's with Christians wanting everybody to think that they're perfect?
You know, I couldn't speak for everyone else, but I could tell you, though, that for me, I feel like, you know, all I've ever had to lean on is Christ, you know, and I think sometimes we can get so in maybe having a title or having a position in a church or being respected or revered, you know, as Pastor So-and-so or Minister So-and-so. And I think we try to put on a front, you know. I mean, it's just human nature to sometimes pretend like everything's all okay, but it's not, you know. I don't think God ever asked us to come perfect. He asked us to come the way we are, you know, and He's supposed to be molding us. He's the potter and we're the clay. I think from a young age, I can tell you this much, I at 17, you know, I share a little bit of my testimony every now and again. At 17, I dealt with an issue with anorexia for about 2 years, and it landed me in the hospital. And I remember being in that hospital room just really experiencing for the first time the power of God, the presence of God, and what it meant to have a relationship with God. At that moment, I remember just looking over at a man in the ICU unit that was dying, and the nurse said he was going to make it through the night. And I looked over, and I said, well, God, this is not the way I'm supposed to live. This can't be the end of life. I can't be here. I haven't done all this damage to myself. Forgive me, God, and be my Father. I need a friend. I need you, the all I have. You know, and it's at that moment where I think we're at our most, the lowest point we could possibly go. You know what? If all we ever have is Christ, then we've got everything we need, you know? Because that's what God wants. He wants us to come to Him broken. He wants us to come to Him with nothing left. And He wants to fill what He wants to be, the everything. So I don't know why people would, you know, have a tendency to kind of just feel like everything needs to be all good and all perfect. But I don't read anywhere in the Bible where God says we need to come to Him perfect. We go to Him broken just as we are, and then God teaches us how to live. We read His Word, as we study His Word, as we spend time in prayer, as we worship Him, we're being molded into His image, and we're made to look more and more like Him. So that's all I know about what it is to be Christian.
Hey, Who is Lee Jenkins and how has he changed your life?
Lee Jerkins.
I'm sorry.
Husband.
Okay.
He's my husband. He's also CEO of Rockville Productions. He started this company over 10 years ago, and his vision and dream was to, you know, try to establish a set list of artists that was sold out for the gospel, that were talented and creative, but wanted to use that talent and creativity to glorify God, and then to also, you know, be a witness to the unsaved, you know, to show, to say, hey, look, I've got a story. This is my life, but I could be doing this, but no, I want to actually tell you about the Lord, and I want to use my gift to share that love and that joy with you, hope with you, and so, you know, over 10 years, and I'm one of the artists on that label that's still there, and also became his wife in this time period. It's been a beautiful joy ride, you know, and God's just doing some awesome things with my husband. He's also the producer of all the songs pretty much that you've heard on the first album, Phenomenal, and now on In Spite of Me. And we work well together, you know. Everything that you see is I'm his biggest fan, so he's groomed me, he's developed me, you know, to the artist that I am today, and I thank God for him.
In your sophomore project, the album In Spite